Paul back with you. Tubbsy producing today. Hopefully we'll hear from Jordana tomorrow. There's only one guy who sends me photos from various lavatories around the Twin Cities. Thank God there's only one guy, but he's a very special guy. Todd Walker, who always has great ideas on what to do. Todd, where the heck are you? I enjoyed the latest photo you just sent me. Very scenic view.
Well, Paul, I decided when Chris sent me the information, I said, you know what, I've been with you, this show since the beginning, with Jordana since the very beginning, and I thought this is likely our last show together, so I had to set it out in style. So I thought, who do I know that has the best view from the toilet?
Huh.
Since we've been doing Tales from the Toilet since the very, since almost the beginning.
Tales from the Toilet?
So, Tales from the Toilet. Yeah, I mean, let's just say, Paul, working with you, I'm sure my father is very proud. You've kind of taken my career right into the crapper there, Paul.
I bring out the best in you. That's why you're in a restroom right now. That's great.
Yeah,
that's
so
great.
I had to show you this view, and so I scurried around on who has the best view. A friend of mine has the top office at the university club, and I thought, that's it.
Oh.
You sit on the toilet, and it looks right out onto the pool, over the Mississippi River, over the High Bridge, all the beautiful trees, and nothing but style for you there, my friend Paul, sending this show out. So, yes.
I would never leave that bathroom. Thank you, Todd, for the thought, and I'm going to miss hanging out with you, but I know you're going to be hanging out with Adam and Jordana starting next week.
But I called my friend in a frantic, and I said, can I use your bathroom? And she's like, what are you talking about? What do you mean, can you use my bathroom? I said, I need to use your bathroom. And I realized, and she goes, I bet it's the radio deal. People kind of identified with Tales from the Toilet with Todd. So anyway, yes, there's a lot going on, and I know we don't have that much time, so I think I'm going to let you take a look at the list that I sent you, and I have a couple throw-ins, add-ons. So if there's anything that jump out at you, let me know.
You know, there's a calendar there, a really bad calendar, but I'm just saying, as an entrepreneur, you could turn this into something positive. But anyway, I want to talk about the Twin Cities Jazz Festival. That caught my eye.
All right. I absolutely love this festival. I've been following it for years and years. Steve Heckler, a local guy here, has been putting this on with blood, sweat, and tears, finding different sponsors, bringing us the Twin Cities Jazz Fest for absolutely zero cost to attendees. And it primarily, you can say, it starts at Mears Park with the concerts. It gets very crowded. Bring your lawn chair. Bring a couple of beverages. They do have food trucks. And so it is Friday and Saturday. Saturday looks like it's going to be a beautiful day. And they have various stages also around the area. So, for example, in front of Union Depot, they have a stage set up. But, yes, if you like jazz, you like great music, they bring them in from all over the country. It's a weekend not to miss. I know there's a little rain in the forecast tomorrow, but Paul can control that. But so that would be my number one. Thanks for grabbing onto that one. And if we can we stay on music for just one moment?
Yeah, by all means.
Okay. All right. So if you are looking for music this evening, I have to tell you, the Lower Town Sounds, formerly Music in Mears, downtown St. Paul in Mears Park, this one is probably one of the greatest shows in their lineup this summer, because they have every Thursday night they have music. The New Standards, which you probably are familiar with, Chan Poling and John Munson, they performed. They also were in the Suburbs. So they're going to be performing tonight. Starts at 6 o'clock. Once again, completely free. Just a great scene. Everybody's in a good mood. The weather's going to be fantastic. So that is happening in Mears Park to Lower Town Sounds. But now we're going to go across town a little bit to Surly. So tonight from 6 to 9 in the Surly Beer Gardens, it is Laserbeak, better known as Beak, and Dessa, Darling, Dessa. So Beak and Beak and Dessa are going to be spinning their favorite tunes from Spotify, adding in their own music, singing, and Beak playing his beats. So that's at Surly. This is going to be a great music weekend. So that's tonight, and then the rest of the shows are for the Jazz Fest. But there's other things out there, Paul. So is there anything else that's like jumping out at you?
Well, that craft brew hop sounds kind of cool.
Yeah, I thought so too. Now, I've never done this. And, you know, over the years, I've always tried to throw in a couple different beer-related activities, because I know you fancy your hops on occasion.
Oh, I like
so
beer.
So this is a craft brew hop. And this starts tomorrow night. June 24th is $78 per person. Now, just hold on. Don't get to, oh, wow, $78 for a beer tour. They take you around in a coach, and you get off, and you sample beer at Fulton, Bauhaus, and, of course, there it is again, Paul. How do I pronounce this one? You helped me last time. We talked about Utopilis.
Yeah, Utopilis.
Yes. Okay, so you go to those places, and you have a driver. You don't have to worry about that. You do the tastings. They have food involved. It's a really fun
That's
time.
Smart.
That's tomorrow night.
Hey, and let's talk about, we have time, the Pride Beer Dabbler at the Sculpture Garden, right, in Minneapolis?
Yeah, okay. All right, so that's another beer festival. We're going to just round this out here on what's going on for Pride. So, of course, this is Pride Month. This is an accommodation of it this week. And it's the Pride Beer Dabblers happening at the Sculpture Garden tomorrow night. There's going to be a lot of beer drinking downtown Minneapolis tonight with LaSalle and with Liz. So this is a party. I personally haven't been, but I've seen pictures and friends that have gone. The Pride Beer Dabbler is a big party from 6 till 9:30. It's $50 up to $70. And once again, they have entertainment. They have a dance party. They have food trucks set up. And it's just an all-around great party. And then, of course, that rolls right into this being Pride Weekend down at Loring Park. And that happens all weekend long. And they, of course, this caps off with the return of the Pride Parade that goes up and down Hennepin Avenue. And if you've never been to that, absolutely go. My dad and I used to have a tradition. We'd get on our scooters, and we'd get up in the morning, we'd go have breakfast, and then we'd scoot downtown Minneapolis and watch the parade on Hennepin. So it's a great parade, a great time, and a great weekend.
Yeah.
So we've got quite the lineup there, Paul.
Sure do. A lot of fun. Hey, one request, actually two requests here
for
our last broadcast together. First, I want you to yell out as loud as you can, "I'm not feeling very well."
Oh man, I'm not feeling very well. Somebody's got to help me out in here. I'm not sure. Oh man. Yeah, I'm not feeling. Wait, hold on. Hold on, Paul.
The flush. I need one last flush. Oh, nice sound quality. Okay. Hey, this is good radio.
I might have to do two there, Paul. I might have to do two. Okay. All right, my friend. It has been an absolute pleasure being with you and Jordana. I'm sure we'll be working together in some way again. And as you said, I'll pop up someplace here at CCO. So it's been fun, my friend.
Todd, you turned it into an art form. Thanks for informing us and entertaining us at the same time. And wishing you the very best, my friend.
You too. Have a great, great weekend.
Thanks, Todd.